This board game is at least 4,500 years old, and it was played in the Middle East by the Sumerians, who probably invented it. And the thing is, you might think it's so old that it's irretrievable to us, that we've got no idea what it was like playing it, what the rules were like, or whether people enjoyed themselves. But all sorts of evidence has come to light so that we know how this game was played, and we can play it now with a great deal of excitement. Sometimes it brings out violence, sometimes it brings out savagery. I have to say that this does occasionally occur. So we've decided to bring in a member of the public. I can't remember the chap's name.
I'm Tom Scott. I make videos about science, technology and the world.
Who's never played this game before?
I have never played this game before.
I'm going to give him a very swift overview of the rules, hope he masters them, and then I'm going to play. Of course, I'm going to play very gently at first because I don't want him to get upset. But if I have the slightest intimation that he's got the hang of it, I'm going to wipe the floor with him, because it wouldn't do at all for me, who discovered these rules, and after all, it's my game and I work in the British Museum, so there, I have to win. So there's not going to be any funny business with some sort of sleight of hand or any of that kind of stuff. Just follow carefully. You'll see who is the superior player right from the start. I think we have to start shaking hands. That's what one always does under these circumstances. I have to tell you a few things about this game before we start.
Yeah.
Firstly, this is a replica.
I was going to ask.
Otherwise, we couldn't even look at it.
I was going to say, I'm a little bit worried whether I need to put gloves on there.
You should do, but never mind. Okay, that's the first thing. Second thing is, the original was made in about 2500 BC, so 4,500 years ago or more.
Yep.
Very smart object. When it was discovered, they found pieces and dice. Mm-hmm. And for a long time, nobody had any real idea how to play it, but they made things up and they made things up. And then something interesting turned up, which is this thing here. This is a clay tablet written in cuneiform writing, as you obviously know. This was written in the 2nd century BC, so miles afterwards, by a Babylonian astronomer whose best friends were Greek astronomers. And he wrote this tablet, including giving the rules for how to play it in his day, all that time afterwards. So this is the oldest book of rules in the whole world. That's one thing. Second thing is that we can see that in this very late version, it's a very complicated game indeed. And we're not going to do that now, because if I may put it this way, you are, relatively speaking, a beginner, and we don't want to confuse you on the screen.
That's fair.
So
that's
I thought what we would do is start off with the simple, straightforward game, stripped down to the bare minimum.
I'm still kind of astonished there is something that old just sitting there in front
of me. It is quite remarkable, I agree with you. This tablet was written to explain a complicated version of a game that everybody already knew. Right, it's the familiar old game with new rules, with betting and things like that in it. Betting for drink and women, other interesting matters. So they don't tell you here the route, because everybody knows that already.
Right.
However, on the basis of this thing itself, anybody who's played any game like Ludo or anything like that, it's pretty obvious that it must be like this. It can't be really anything else. So if you make that assumption, you can make a really good friendly, normal game like that. But also, you can transpose that order under these rules and also play the more complicated game. Okay, so what this is the following. It's a race game.
Okay.
You have seven, I have seven pieces.
Yep.
So this is your route. You come in here, you turn the corner, go along there, you come out there, and you come off.
Okay.
I do, obviously, the same thing on my side.
Yep.
And this is the idea. You want to get all your pieces, A, on the board, B, round the track, and C, off the end, before I do.
Okay.
What makes it interesting is the following thing, that here we are at war. So if you trundle along here, calmly and peacefully, get a piece on here, I have a lucky throw and land on that square, you have to come off again.
And I restart from there, okay.
Next thing is that these squares here give you a second throw, and also that you are safe on this square here. So if you sit there, no one can land on it or knock it off.
And if you roll and land there, you just don't
get
to move?
You just can't go. Jump over it, but you can't land on that square while someone's there. Now, the dice are something else. Have a look. People always say they are pyramids, but actually they are tetrahedrons, because they've got four...
Triangle-based, not square-based.
Exactly. So, and they have two of the four corners marked with a white blob.
Yes.
So when you throw four of them, It's a random number of white blobs that sticks up, and that's how you get your score.
Okay.
And if you throw four with no white mark, then you lose the turn.
It's zero.
It's zero. Yeah. So the thing is this, it's quite exciting. I hope you're braced for it, because it's like a window on antiquity, because this is a two-player race game, and before chess and before backgammon came in the world, everybody played this game. It lasted for 3,000 years, and for that reason, one imagines it must have been a good game, and it is a good game. And how do we know? Because you never know who's going to win until the last minute. So you can come down here, think you're going to be off the end, be the winner, whoosh, along I come, yep. And you start again. That's a really excellent thing. And all the games are different. They're really exciting. So someone who's never played it before, against someone who's played it for about 47 years, no disadvantage at all.
It's entirely random. It's the roll of the dice.
And, of course, we have to play Speaking Sumerian, so your throw, sir.
So all four?
All four at once.
Not quite as easy to pick up as regular dice, those. All right. One, two.
Excellent.
So I start. So do I move one stone, two places?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah, you can't subdivide the score like that, I don't think.
One, two.
Ideal. Brilliant.
All right. All yours. Thank you.
So far, nothing to get too excited about. Same as you.
Two.
Okay. I'll go here. All yours.
I'm trying to do the maths now and work out what the probability of getting each number is, because presumably it's more likely three. Yes, I put another one on the board, because then I'm not into conflict with you yet.
Three. Good. Of course, alternatively, you could, if you want to, already venture onto the main track. You don't have to get them all out. That's a matter of strategy.
I could, but then you'd...
Yes, you'd be at
risk. If you get out first, exactly. I've got a chance of landing on you.
So this is actually an interesting thing, because this is not just a game of luck. There is strategy.
There is. You're absolutely right. I said it was completely random earlier.
Yes, there is a matter of strategy.
I kind of went into this thinking it was going to be mostly random, and it's really not. It's like backgammon. It's like a game. It's like there's a series of strategic decisions. It's the kind of game I love, because you can explain the rules in 5 minutes, and then there's some actually quite serious decisions you have to make that affect the game.
And you know, the thing about, for example, backgammon. Yeah. Everybody plays backgammon today, and the balance between luck and control and skill is about 50-50.
Yes.
And this game already had some kind of balance. It's not quite the same. Mm. So backgammon is a kind of better version of this game. But nevertheless, you've exactly grasped that. I'm very proud of you. Superb. one of my best students, when I put it that way. Go ahead.
Well, the thing about backgammon is that... How have you picked those dice up?
It's fiddly.
The thing about backgammon is it's made significantly more interesting by the doubling dice.
Yes.
At the point where you start betting one. I can't move that out, so, okay, let's sally
forth. The fateful step.
All right.
So I need to get one.
Yeah, you've got two who can land on. Yes.
I've got two. Okay, if I go here, I get another throw.
Oh, because it's a rosette. Yes, because it's on a rosette.
So this is the moment to get it.
Oh, I should have moved the other one. I'd have got another throw.
Is the moment.
Three. Unlucky.
So I can't go here, because one's here, so I'm going to have to go one, two, three, which in fact puts you in a better position.
Yep, so I need a one now, one ideally. Hand. But any number is good. That's a three. It's not ideal. Nothing will land me on a rosette, so let's keep one, two, three, that one there.
Okay.
Because it means you can, you haven't got two stones about to hit me.
Two.
Okay, so I'm going home.
I hope you're not taking this personally or anything like that.
No. I'd be doing exactly the same thing. How do you pick up these dice? There we go.
It's the wasted youth thing.
Four. So I can immediately go one, two, three, four, land on a rosette,
and
roll again.
See? Right. Already a master. Pretty good.
Two. Okay, I guess I'm going there.
Okay.
Because that was literally the only possible move I could do with that.
Often there isn't any choice, actually. So three, I'm going to go one, two, three.
Which puts you well outside where I can possibly...
Oh, I know. If you get a double, then it will be within your reach.
So I cut myself off with this earlier, but I was trying to work out what the maths was. Why didn't I put another one on the board there? What the maths was on probabilities. Because you're essentially flipping four coins there.
Yes.
So, that's statistically, correct. Zeros and fours are going to be unlikely, and twos are going to be most likely, I think.
I'm going to leave this entirely to you.
Well, people,
I can read cuneiform, but mathematics is completely out of my reach.
I'm immediately looking at statistics and numbers when I play something like this, because, right, so two is the most common thing, so I don't want to have my piece there because it's most likely to get knocked off, which it appears is absolutely no match for someone who literally deciphered the rules of the game himself.
I'm rather intrigued to discover that my opponent, who looks like a perfectly civilized person, is in fact mathematically capable, because none of my friends can count beyond two hands or fingers. I'm among them. When I went to school, the teacher wrote to my parents in maths saying I needed to be sedated before the class because I behaved so badly, and I've never been able to count above 10 on my own.
One, two, three.
Brilliant.
That was a terrible move. I wasn't even thinking on that.
Okay, oh. One, two, three.
Because if you get a one or a three now, I'm in trouble.
I have to do my best. Okay, that one's already off. Okay, I'm coming in with this.
All right.
Can you see the difference between the colours clearly?
Yes.
One's
yes.
dull, boring grey, and the other one's darker, dull, boring grey.
I was wondering whether that was... Is that historically accurate, or is that just because the stones faded over time?
It's just because they didn't have the right colours.
Nothing.
Not a moment for that, really. Thing. Very rash move, very rash throw. Two.
Despite making some quite poor moves, I am...
You're getting away with it.
I've got quite a lot of luck on my side at the minute, it seems. I really have won.
Nice work. One, two...
That's the point. I'm, yes. That is not off the board. That is back here, isn't it?
Yeah, that's one way you can cheat,
yes.
Of course.
Yeah.
If you're playing with an innocent and unobservant player.
I was going to say, the number of ways you presumably know to cheat about this game...
Well, you know, actually, there are lots of games where if you can cheat properly, people
you
admire
just
it.
Go easy on me.
No, you mean knocking you off?
Yeah.
Oh, actually, I did, but... The moment I'm just seeing what would be appropriate, you know, because it's not really fair if you just slash through the game in the first thing, you know, and they think you're cheating or something, when actually, of course, you're just being very good at it.
So I'm on the rosette, so I'm genuinely slightly annoyed you've gone easy on me there. I realise I'm going to lose desperately whatever happens.
I won't do it again.
One. Let's move that out of immediate...
No, keep that there.
All right.
Strategically, this is the best square on the board. Because if I come up here, mm-hmm. making a bid for the end,
yep.
any time I overtake you, I'm vulnerable to you knocking me off. And to get the further up you are to be knocked off, the more irritating it
All
is.
All right, so I'll put one on the board.
I would keep
then.
It, definitely.
I'll put one on the board.
Definitely. Three.
I keep lucking out. Despite you, you know, not going easy on me, I keep lucking out.
I won't go easy on you, don't worry.
Well, it's the number of times you've rolled and I've just escaped by the skin of my teeth. Three.
It's early days, kid.
One,
it's
two,
early
three.
Days. Yeah. You wouldn't waste the technique at this moment. I'm playing a quiet domestic strategy myself because I don't think it would be fair to be violent, as one ought to be, really, and aggressive and shoot for the end at this early stage. I'm just testing the mettle of my opponent. He's doing rather well for a begin. I have confidence that in perhaps a few years he will become a brown belt or something of that kind.
Nothing.
Right. Three.
Yeah, I'm going off the board here. Yes, yeah. That was...
Brilliant. Babylonians, of course, had a contemptible flick of the finger to knock off their opponents to get that down as well in time.
One. Let's go on the board.
Right. One, two, three. Okay, I'll put that here.
So the board gets quite crowded quite quickly.
Can do.
I assume that the numbers are set up.
Not for long.
Let's be aggressive.
Exactly.
I'm assuming the numbers are set up so that inevitably we will move towards the end.
Oh, yeah. The thing to do is to do it before your opponent realises that knocks you off.
Yep. I'm not sure that one's not home, is it? That one is...
This is not home.
That is not home.
Right.
I just flicked it contemptuously off the board.
Yeah.
Two...
Tense moment here.
Let's get that out of the range. It's unlikely you're going to throw a four or two twos. I'm going to try and get that one home, I think.
Sounds like a challenge.
Mm-hmm. Well, this isn't looking great, I'll be honest.
Two. So, what is that about the other two?
Two is... I think two is the most likely number to come up there, so...
One. I'm going to leave that there and come on with a new piece.
Three. No, let's get one safe. I can do that. Wait, so... I've moved.
No,
I've moved.
That's the right fine. Thing.
Oh, I don't know. I could have gone three here and then got a second roll.
But you might have got blank.
Yes, yeah.
I think getting them home when you can.
Yeah.
It's like children. Always a good idea.
Irving's already got one home. He's got five on the board and all his opening four spaces are full. So he's got to start getting stuff out, which I guess is good for me because then I'll be behind him and can take him. But I don't fancy my chances, I'll be honest.
I'm in a superficially winning position at the moment if you were going to make an early judgment because I've got all those pieces on the board. But as my colleague said, they're in a rather safe position.
I really want you to start coming out of that little hidey hole you've got there.
I will, you won't. So what have we got here? Two.
And I'll take it. Yeah, of course you will.
You know something nice about this board? When they found the original, it was made of wood, and all the wood had rotted, but they could see that there'd been a drawer in this thick end where all the dice and pieces had been kept originally. They're all stored in a little drawer, which is also a modern idea.
Yes.
Remarkable.
But as soon as you move out, I should be able to hit you. As soon as I move out.
One, two, three.
This may not have been a good strategy.
This is where the three would be particularly
useful. Yes, it would. That would be...
We'll have to give it the extra wiggle with the rest in order to see.
Blast!
Blast. Actually, that's a shame because...
There's not much you can do with that.
Confound it, man. That's the last thing we wanted. If I go there, you're going to get a one for certain. So if I've got four, I think I'm going to go like this.
Yeah, that's
one,
two, three.
It's a very staid and boring.
Quite vulnerable, that.
It is. But I don't want to... This is going to sit there for the time being.
Three.
Good.
I can't move that one off. I can't move that one on. I can't move a new one on. So it's one of these has to move three. Mm-hmm. I might as well take you off the board.
I would do the same. Right, I think it's time we got this game moving.
All right.
Stage two.
Irving is significantly ahead of me now. It is going to take a lot of luck to pull this back. It's possible, but this is not looking great.
Isn't that one of your pieces? Yes, that is.
Right
ahead.
Yep.
Do you know?
Yeah.
And that is a two.
That is a two.
Gives me an idea of an offensive move.
Yes. Very offensive move.
I hope you're not taking this. Domination personally.
I'm not.
It could seriously happen to anybody.
Playing against
three.
One of the world's great. Yeah, there's only one move.
One of the world's.
I don't know. Are there other curators out there?
This means war. I heard that. One, two, three, four.
I get the feeling that this might not end well for me now.
The really good thing about this game is you can never be complacent because just when you think you've got it in the bag, bang, 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 and you have to go all over again. And I think that's one of the good things about it. So you never know who's going to win until you've won. And this is a good message for life. No one has actually bled to death playing this game, but you know...
There's always a first time.
People have been murdered with chess boards when with ungracious losers, for example. Two, I think, will take this off.
Yes, five versus three home. This is not looking good.
The pressure is definitely mounting.
Two, I need to get something out. Yeah, go there, get the reset, get it safe, get another move. Because no matter what I roll, I can put another one on the board. One, that'll do. Oh, yeah, let's put that there.
Okay, you sure?
Yes.
I'm sorry, you can do that.
That one's safe and I don't need to get anything off yet. Oh, come on.
Four.
One. Two, three, four. I think this is... That's a death blow right there.
A bit of a row here.
Yes!
Successfully manoeuvred pieces. I mean, I don't want to sort of speak disparaging of your own
smaller row or anything like that.
That's fine.
Let's put a two there.
The trouble is I have to get past all
the Yes, you do.
To get home.
Well, you only have to do it once, though. All you have to do is get past those defences once, and with that four, you stand a very good chance. Particularly if I then get... Oh, there's a three.
Uh-oh. This could be good for you.
I don't know. It's not looking great. That
looks
one's
like
safe.
Yeah. Ineffectual two.
It is,
right.
It is.
Now, the question is...
Can you get past all that? Because you're not going to roll a double. There's no rosette for you to land on. Whatever happens.
Okay.
One or a three.
Inching ahead.
One or a three. One or a three. One or a three. Zero. That is.
You throw a lot of those.
I do.
It's one of your techniques.
It's not a great technique, I'll be honest.
It's not widely followed by punters generally. One, two, three.
So either I get a four.
The music should be coming in now, I think. Any minute. The trumpets.
I really need a four. The odds are really, really slim because it's probably going to be a two. It's not going to be anything on the outsides, but I can hope.
I never believe in that I want a four thing because this is a very ancient game and the gods of Mesopotamia, who of course used to watch this game in the past, if you'd have said that out loud, you wanted a four, the last thing you would have got would be a four. So I don't think it's a good idea to irritate them by making that kind of statement. You think privately to yourself you want a four and then you throw the four. That's the best way of doing it, really.
Come on, four. Oh, yes!
Not bad, under pressure. Under pressure.
I will absolutely take a contemptuous flick for that.
That's winning.
That was one in 16 chance.
Does that make it feel better?
A little bit. A little bit.
One in 16 chance.
Yeah. Yeah.
We've got three.
Well. Because it does have this balancing mechanism that if I'm several stones behind, then I stand a much better chance of knocking yours off the board.
Unless you throw zeros.
Unless you thought, yes, well, three.
Very sound move.
That one's safe, that one's safe, that one's safe, and you've got to move yours ahead.
Statistically then, can you manage a two?
Can I do it? No. Literally
all. See, all this statistics stuff, it's all very well and good, but when it comes to it, where does it get you? That's my question. I never use mathematics or statistics or calculations or anything at all like that because I can't do it. So I just hope for the best.
I'm going to do that because the odds of you throwing a one are slim and that one's safe.
Slim, huh?
Mm-hmm.
A bit Bond-like, don't you think? Technique, the cool, the cool. What's that?
That's a three.
Wasn't concentrated. You've got two chances to kill it now.
I have. And if I knock
it
out, two.
He's done it. Good. Right. This is where we...
Two.
Have to move hard. Next.
I've just got to... Now I need to get all these
now
three
it's a straight
off
race.
Before
it's a straight
you knock
race.
Me off.
Yeah. This is a classic kind of conclusion.
Two. That one's safe. Let's get that one out of the way. Three. Oh! I can't move. I can't move that one off. That one's blocked by that. That one's blocked by that. Oh, that was bad choices.
Not necessary.
One. One.
Good. Right, this is really...
This is
actually... That's what I mean. It's a dangling game.
It is. Because, oh! Two, three,
no,
four.
No, it's not a good position. If I'm going to get one of these twos, I'm sunk.
Oh, that's true.
Ah, so you brought out your powerful
signature move.
Throw.
Signature
you
move.
Really need it.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Two.
That's a two. Oh.
Oh no.
Well, it's all down to this, isn't it? One or a four.
Well, it's half and half, isn't it?
Two. I think that is almost certainly the game, but...
No, I wouldn't say so.
Let's give it a try.
If I get four, it's a waste.
You need a three.
Any of the others will be helpful.
Yep. That's a three.
One. Oh, I say. Can I just check that?
Yeah, that's...
I'll just slide this over to Joy. Just a moment. I'm going to put them in a neat row because the winner has to do this.
Congratulations.
It's been a great play.
It has
a great opponent, let
that
me
was,
say.
That was,
let me say.
I did not expect a board game from 4.5 centuries ago was that, to be that compelling.
Yeah, it is compelling.
That
and
genuinely,
I tell you something
yeah.
amazing is that knife edge things are really often the conclusion.
Yeah.
You can have one there who has to get one and one who has to, and they get three and four and three and four and three and four for ages. It works. It's
so
amazing.
Why don't we play this anymore?
Well, that's a very good question. What we need is a bit of publicity in some kind of modern electronic form. Don't you think that would be a good idea? And then people all over the world will buy one of these balls from the British Museum and they'll go home and there'll be new domestic happiness, excitement.
I'm not sure there'll be domestic happiness if it comes that close all the time.
It does always. It always does. It's rather extraordinary. I'm really glad we had a game together.
Yes.
Marvellous.
Thank you
Marvellous.
So much.
Anytime you're passing through of an evening and you fancy another go, just let me know.
You may have noticed that we were talking about this game using a replica which really looks like the original, with dice which look like the original and so forth, which is good fun to use. It's rather exciting. Well, we used to make that replica, but actually at the moment we haven't got any more. But we are thinking perhaps we should do a new version so that millions of people around the world can enjoy this marvellous game in the correct way, in the correct landscape. So, just as a matter of interest, if you thought that was a good idea, tell us in the comments section.